I can't think of anyone who doesn't like Fridays. What's our time? Andre throws caution to the wind with Open Line Friday. Buckle up and get ready. Launching in 3, 2, 1.
What a wild Friday. Well, we made it, everybody. Welcome to Weather Jazz, a world audience podcast about anything and everything, weather, science, earth science, and occasionally on Fridays, a lot of craziness and zaniness, which is, well, at least I hope anyway, always very interesting. I am your host and the creator of the Weather Jazz podcast, Andre Berninger. I'm the senior meteorologist on staff with WJW Television in Cleveland, Ohio. This is episode number 615. And today is, as we mentioned, Friday. And it's April the 12th, 2024. And officially, I'm still on vacation from WJW Television. It is my last official vacation of my career, which is coming to a conclusion 40 days from right now. Now, I'd be a little concerned looking out the window. All day long, it has been coming down to beat the band. Now, in our forecast on Heartfelt Radio, WKJA, 91.9 FM, and by the way, you can get that station close to Barberton, Akron, even up to Cleveland, basically up to I-77. But if you live east of I-77, you're going to have to listen in your car via TuneIn or go to heartfeltradio.org and listen online there. So there are always easy ways to listen. But anyway, this morning I said that the rain today would be more on than off. And boy, has that ever come to fruition. Here at the Weather Jazz Studios in Geauga County, I'm looking at my weather station, and we're recording just shy of 1 inch of rain today. And for the event, it is approaching 2 inches. And I would imagine that there would be some backyards that are seeing exactly that. But on top of that, this is a windy, windy system. I was out and about today picking up some materials for my raised bed gardens, and that is something that I will continually keep you updated on, and that's a new project for me. We had a raised bed garden once when Noah was about 5, 6, 7 years old, and that worked out great. We had some great produce from it, but it was very time-consuming in terms of upkeep. Well, as Noah grew older and his interests began to shift, I had to let something go, as there are just so many hours in the day. I'm sure so many of you can relate. But someday I had hoped to return to the green thumbing of things. And so with my impending retirement on May 22nd, and with a whole summer in front of me, I am looking forward to getting some of my own produce fresh to the table, something that was picked from my own garden less than a handful of feet away and certainly no more than an hour or two at the most from the garden to the dinner plate. But in the process of getting those materials today to build a frame, which now is neatly stored in my garage, I had to get those materials into our vehicle. And when I did, wow, what an experience that was, trying to load all that lumber in our SUV and in the wind in an open parking lot in Chardon. You know, the weather surprises you when suddenly a gust of wind grabs the door and pulls it out of your hand in the parking lot. I didn't realize just how windy it was. I'm looking at wind gusts right now as of the 4 p.m. hour, and in Defiance, gusting to 46, gusting to 44 in Findlay, in Toledo, 47, Lima, 47, 47 at Cleveland Burke Lakefront Airport, 39 at Cuyahoga County Airport, 41 mile per hour gust in Worcester. And let's see, do we have any others? Most of the others are between 29 and 39 miles an hour. Lorain and Cleveland Hopkins Airport, a 31 mile an hour gust. And the pressures, well, they're starting to come up, but earlier this morning, there were very, very close to 29 inches even, just a little over that in most cases. Now have since risen rapidly. And when that happens, when the pressures rise rapidly, that means that the low pressure is either pulling away quickly and or filling in quickly or both. And when that happens, typically you have some pretty strong winds. Virtually every single wind direction I see on the current observation field, straight out of the west. And it's holding temperatures this afternoon in the low to mid 40s, a few upper 40s here and there. And when I look at the visible satellite, I see that there are some breaks in the western part of Ohio. That gives me some hope that as we head into the weekend, for those of you planning, that we're going to get into a whole lot more in the way of sunshine. Now, here's the good news heading into the next several days. Once this low pressure system pulls away and we get into the sunshine, we're looking at the cold pool to lift out and depart, and probably for a little while. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to see another cool spell. We probably will. However, in the short term, and I'm talking about the weekend and early next week, we're looking at temperatures sliding into perhaps even potentially the 70s. Now, bear in mind that the normal high temperature now at this time of year is 58. So if we get into the 60s, we're at least a little above normal. And once you get into the 70s, you're getting into much above normal territory. And that appears to be the case once we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Incidentally, for those of you watching for me on Fox 8 News, I will return on the air on Thursday, April the 18th. There is your weather update heading into this weekend, but it is Friday. Open Line Friday means at times there can be some pretty goofy things that we talk about, and I've got one for you. I've actually had this in my queue for a little while, and I think it's time to pull this one out as I digest it and kind of laugh about it. Wait till you hear about something that was stolen in Alabama. I saw this story show up on several news feeds, and no matter which one I read, it was all the same, and it was really kooky and tough to swallow, as you will see in just a moment. Okay, are you ready for this? All right, here we go. A radio station in Alabama was forced to go silent after thieves stole its 200-foot tower and other equipment, too, from the nearby building. The station was WJLX, and on a Friday morning, the station sent a landscaping crew over to the tower site, and frequently, the actual studios are not necessarily near the tower site. They microwave the signal. Sometimes there's an advantage of keeping the tower in a different location, maybe a little bit higher ground, because the higher the ground, the better the propagation, the signal can be. So they send a landscaping crew over there, and when they got there, they found that the 200 feet, that's a pretty tall tower, that 200-foot radio tower was gone. It was AWOL. It was missing. It wasn't there. So the landscaping crew called the radio station and asked for the general manager, and they basically told him, there's no tower here. And the station manager said, what do you mean the tower is gone? Are you sure you're in the right place? Brett Elmore was the general manager, and he actually admitted the fact that his choice of words were perhaps a little more colorful than that, but the bottom line was he was in total shock and disbelief that the tower, the radio station tower, was gone. The landscaping crew continued. They said that there are wires all over the place, but that's it. Tower's gone. Not only was the radio tower stolen, but the nearby building that houses the transmitter also very, very much vandalized. The thieves reportedly stole every single piece of equipment inside the building, and that included the transmitter. WJLX then notified the FCC that its AM station was silent. But just think about it. How in the world do you steal a 200-foot tower? Now, this was a daytime-only station, so the thieves got to work very quickly at night. But how do you disassemble a 200-foot tower and move it without somebody noticing? Apparently, they were very, very crafty. You would have to be in order to get away with a 200-foot tower. Now, obviously, you'd have to take it apart if you're going to haul it away, but they apparently did exactly that. You would think that's bad enough, but believe it or not, the news gets even worse. You see, unfortunately, the site was not insured. WJLX is a very, very small market station in Alabama, but the station manager at the time said that they were going to be back on the air as soon as they possibly can. Now, I don't know if they're back on the air yet. That would be interesting to find out. I suppose it would be easy enough if we knew somebody in Alabama to check it out. But WJLX, a radio station in Alabama, an AM station, had its 200-foot tower and all the equipment hauled away. All I can say is somebody knew what they were doing. That was definitely not your average pickpocket or shoplifter. A radio station tower. Wow, what a story. Well, I certainly hope you enjoyed today's Open Line Friday episode. Help me to spread the word about this podcast inside your sphere of influence. Social media, email, word of mouth, any which way. I would love to see this audience continue to grow. And it does, by the way. And it is Friday, and I do this more than just on a Friday, but Fridays are kind of special because I make sure that I brag about the people that step alongside me to make sure that we have all the tools necessary to make sure that Weather Jazz has everything at its fingertips to be the best that it can be. My hat tip goes off to Erica and Larry Shaw from Ohio, who incidentally became an even bigger supporter. You see, there are three levels that you can enter in at. Go check it out sometime. Go to weatherjazz.com. Click on the supporter link. You'll see all of the names that I mentioned, but you will also see how you can participate. And I certainly hope you'll consider it, especially if you find yourself hanging out here at Weather Jazz often during the week. It really helps out and it motivates me to make sure that the content that I provide is always top-notch. So again, thank you to Erica and Larry Shaw, not once but twice. They're now at two different levels. Dale Osborne, Brian and Christine Barnes, and Will and Tonya Krause, all from Ohio. In Vermont, Victoria Singer and Gian Galunas. And in Florida, Bill and Judy Martin, I hope to see your name added soon. Consider it and get your state represented if you don't hear your state in there. especially if that's the case. And I'm always looking for your email. Do you have a question, a topic suggestion? Well, send me an email, weatherjazz@yahoo.com, or leave me a voicemail on the Weather Jazz Podcast Audience Connect line, 234-525-5888. Even if you're calling or writing just to say hello, that's great. Please do. I always love to hear from you, the Weather Jazz audience. Have a great weekend. Stay dry tonight and warm tonight. Better days and warmer days ahead next week. And we'll catch you then with a new episode of Weather Jazz.
Weather and science across the globe. Jazz Pop!